back on the Officer Jack McLam program for the second hour, which is open phone. If you'd like to call in, please do, and we will take your call and let you say a few things or ask questions. Okay, now before we go to our callers, I'd like to tell you something, folks. There is a very important article called The Truth About Death Panels in the phony President Obamanation's health care bill. They have these death panels in there. If you're over 65 years of age and you get very sick, instead of healing you, they bring you in and send you in front of a panel, a death panel, and they start talking to you about how to kill yourself. Okay, they refuse to treat you if you're over 65 years of age and heal you. Okay. All right. So if you'd like to have a copy of this issue, it's called Celebrate Life. It's a magazine, Celebrate Life. And the phone number is 540 area code 659-4171. Once again, 540 area code 659-4171, and it's quite an interesting article on death panels. It's several pages long, okay, by Bobby Schindler, the brother of Terry Schiavo. Remember how we killed Terry Schiavo? Let her, she was recognizing people coming into her medical room, communicating with people, and they took out her feeding tube and they took out her hydration tube and let her die, okay, because she was had a brain problem, okay, but she was pretty near recovering and they let her die anyway. So instead of calling her Terry Schiavo, which is the name of her husband who worked to try to kill her in the hospital, and they finally did kill her through the death panels, okay, I would call her Terry Schindler. That's her brother's name, her family name, Schindler. Terry, or Bobby Schindler, wrote this article about death panels in Celebrate Life magazine, the brother of Terry Schindler. Okay. All right. Let's go to David, Brother David in Massachusetts. Brother David, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Jack. I really appreciate you, Jack, and Sheriff Mack. I'm really disappointed I wasn't able to talk to Sheriff Mack. Let me see. Last night I talked to Wayne Madsen, and He was very, very much interested in my sheriff here, Sheriff James V. DePola, in this so-called suicide.
He was not a suicide, right, brother? It probably was not a suicide.
I'm absolutely convinced he was suicided, Jack. They're abolishing all the sheriffs in Massachusetts. They've got them all, almost all abolished. They're putting putting them under the offices of sheriff. They're putting them all under the State Department of Correction. As if the State Department of Correction is going to protect our rights, like Sheriff Mack was talking about, Jack.
But no, they're not.
Of course.
They're setting up a martial law system in America.
Absolutely, and all these prisons all the stock is owned by these filthy lawyers and judges and everything, you know.
Hang on, David. I hear the music. We'll be right back with you after these important messages on RBN.
S. estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Okay, folks, we're going to go right back to our brother David in Massachusetts. David, go right ahead.
Yeah, well, Jack, there was only a couple of holdout sheriffs here in Massachusetts. Jim DiPaolo was one of them. A small handful of patriots got Richard Mack's books into his hands. He spent Thanksgiving with his family and friends. Everybody said he was a classic Jim DiPaolo, great sense of humor, the life of Thanksgiving, the life of the party, everybody, you know, all playing with his children and grandchildren and everything. And then the next day he commits suicide, Jack. And you know, Jack, these damn CIA journalists, these phony newspapers and this mass mind control media, it's all just a massive CIA operation.
That's right.
From the very first moment, Jack, that they discovered Jim DiPaolo's body, all these talking heads and the Boston Herald just were splashing across the headlines about committing suicide. It was a foregone conclusion. Oh, he committed suicide. Before his body was even cold, Jack, before any autopsy or coroner's report or forensics, he was suicided, Jack. He was a strong man.
He was assassinated, right?
Absolutely. I'm convinced. Naturally, I don't have the proof, Jack, but in my head, I know he was suicided. He was a big, gregarious man. He was a strong, You know, they hate a strong man. You know how the system hates any man with any backbone and everything.
Yeah.
Jim DiPaolo had backbone. He was a strong, like an alpha male type of a guy. You know.
Right.
Everything and they suicided him and there's another guy here, Sheriff Hodson. He's down in Bristol County, but he's one of these neocons and actually it was an article in a paper a couple of years ago how his bloodlines, Sheriff Hodson's bloodlines tie in with Queen Elizabeth's and everything. He's not like, Hodson isn't like DiPaolo. He's kind of like a holdout, but he's, you know, one of these disgusting neocons and everything. But Jim DiPaolo was really, really coming around. A small group of us patriots, Jack, some of the guys I met through Cushman Cunningham and Restore the Republic and stuff. We got a contact list so we could contact each other and stuff. But we got the, you know, I don't want to characterize myself in any way as a friend of Jim DiPaolo, but I'm just saying that we did get the books, Sheriff Mack's books in his hands and everything.
Good.
And,
praise the Lord, brother. Thank you for doing that.
Just jumping over here to this Jared Lochner character. Jack, these American people are so damn stupid. I think they just deserve to be just to be slaves. You don't even have to listen to Patriot Radio or read American Free Press to figure this stuff out. Right in the establishment newspapers, it's saying that Lochner bought his gun, his Glock 9. He bought it November 30th. Jack, that's almost that's like December 1st. So, do these stupid Americans actually believe that this creep became such an expert marksman in only 1 month with this weapon? They've checked all the target shooting ranges around Tucson, and he's unknown. He never showed up on any range. You've seen some action, just as they've seen some action. Believe me, nighttime cab drivers see a certain amount of action in New York City and everything. Who's a nighttime cab driver up in Alaska?
Right.
You know what I mean, I've seen some. When the shooting starts, Jack, as soon as the shooting starts, as you well know, Jack, everybody starts ducking for cover. They bite the dust or hit the deck, however you want to phrase it. In other words, it took an expert marksman to hit all those targets. This creep wasn't a shooter. Jared Lochner wasn't a shooter. That hitting all those targets. There was a professional gunman that shot all those targets, Jack. This is insane for the American people to believe that this creep only had the gun for only 30 days and no one has saw him target practice and he's this expert. They've been watching too much television, and they tell it. Shooting starts. I mean, everybody's ducking and running in other words, they become moving targets until they get to cover. They're moving targets. It takes an expert marksman to hit all those targets, Jack.
And that's right.
That this crazy Jew, that this crazy wicked Jew hit all his marks like that and everything.
Yeah, he was definitely an open-eyed agent. Mind control assassin of the government. No question about it. I had an intel agent call me and tell me that this Jared Lochner was open eyes agent for the federal government, a mind control assassin for the federal government.
He probably was Jack, but I definitely believe and this is their tried and true method, but like there was a second gunman there too. Helping to do the shooting and everything, you know?
Isn't it interesting that Judge Roll, when he got to the meeting, all of his U.S. Marshal protecting him left, and he was set up, and the reason was 72 hours after he made a critical ruling against the Obama administration plan to begin to confiscate the people's private retirement funds and banking accounts in order to stave off their nation's imminent economic collapse. when he got to the meeting there, his U.S. Marshal Protection Squad left him and left him as a target for this Clear Eyes agent, you know.
Yeah, Jack, you know, I think this lot is more, I don't know if the truth will ever really come out, Jack. It never does in all these crazy, it does maybe in small patriotic circles, but, you know, with Sirhan, and what's his name, Ray, who's the one that supposedly shot Martin Luther King, because it's Martin Luther King Day now.
Tomorrow.
James Earl Ray. Yeah.
James Earl Ray never shot Martin Luther King.
He didn't shoot Martin Luther King. Oswald didn't shoot Kennedy. These are just the fall guys and everything. Professional marksmen.
Have a fall guy.
Professional government killers are killing all the patriotic Americans. These professional government killers.
It's interesting. It's interesting that after the shooting started and this guy, Jared Lugner, was tackled to the ground, they saw a heavy-set man who was his handler stream out of the place, turn around and run out of the place, because according to Operation Open Eyes, government's five easy steps to creating a mind-control assassin, the last thing you do is after you finish your task that's been assigned to you, like killing children or so forth, you're supposed to kill yourself. But they always have a handler there with you, so if you don't kill yourself, the handler shoots you in the head so that you can't be interviewed by the government.
Like the German man there that went into the Holocaust Museum in Washington, Jack, huh?
That's right, absolutely. And this guy was not the cab driver at all. He was a heavy-set guy who was about 50 years of age, and he could have been the one that shot these people. He might have been an expert marksman, brother.
Yeah, and then with the Oklahoma bombing and Tim McVeigh, who was a patsy, of course, Jack. You had that Andreas Stratzmeier, Andreas Stratzmeier.
Yeah, Tim McVeigh wrote to me. I wrote to him in prison, and he wrote to me and told me he was mind controlled. That he was mind controlled, Timothy McVeigh.
Yeah, it's terrible, Jack. Anyways,
we have to go to other callers, David.
Okay, Jack. Well, thanks for taking my call, and please help me spread awareness of Jim DePola, Sheriff Jim DePola of Middlesex County. That's MiddlesexSheriff.com is the website.
Okay, Middlesex.
It's still up and operating.
How do you spell Middlesex?
Just the way it sounds, Jack. Middle is in the word middle, and then sex is in the word sex. Middlesex.
Okay. Middlesex County.
Yeah.
What is the website again?
MiddlesexSheriff.com.
.com. Okay. Thank you, David. God bless you, brother.
Bless you, Jack.
Thank you for being an activist for God and country, brother. God bless you. Take care. Okay, let's go to Jenny in Washington. I hope it's not Washington District of Criminals. Is it Washington State, Jenny?
Yes, it's Washington State. Can you hear me?
Good. I can hear you very well, lady.
Okay.
Thank you.
I have four things I wanted to share with you. I'll try to be brief.
Okay.
I just love Sheriff Mack's talk, what he was doing, and he didn't bring out, but it was on the website, our 10th Amendment Center, I believe it's 10thAmendmentCenter.com.
Mm-hmm.
It says 10 states are considering legislation to make sheriffs empowered to arrest any federal agent that comes on the property.
That's
to
right.
Arrest, seize, or trespass. And
hang on, Jenny. Hang on. We're going to a news break, and we'll be right back after these important messages on RBN. be right back with Jenny in Washington State.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Okay, we're going right back. This is the Officer Jack McLam program, and we have Jenny on the phone from Washington State. Jenny, go right ahead, sister.
Okay, these surveillance cameras in Safeway, have the feds seized those? I haven't seen a word on any media that these surveillance cameras showed a second shooter or what was going on. I think that would be revealing. But, of course, the feds confiscated all the 9-11s they could get their hands on. And
that's right.
And they would want to cover up any evidence. So I'm just wondering where these videos are. And also, the sheriffs and the state legislator trying to get this passed that a sheriff can arrest any federal agent, FBI, BATF, IRS, if they attempt to arrest, that would be under charges of kidnapping. If they attempt to seize any property, that would be theft. And if they trespass on anybody's property without permission from the sheriffs, any federal agent would have to go to the sheriff to get permission to do any of their lawlessness. And I believe it is definitely the time for law enforcement and military men to choose whom they will serve. If they're going to serve Satan and the Holocaust, terrorism, poverty, theft, organized crime, or if they're going to serve God, which is freedom, truth, justice. And I think this is a decision that needs to be made now, because like you, Sheriff Mack said, you said that they're going around and indoctrinating the law enforcement. And they need to know, the law enforcement needs to know that these are lies that they're teaching them.
That's right. The founding fathers are not lies.
Yeah. They just twist everything, lie about everything. And also, this guy in jail, his name is Loner, whatever his name. Anyway, I think he should be checked for a mind control device, a metallic scanner or x-ray or something, because I had a needle embedded in my foot, and my friend gave me some silica, homeopathic silica, to get this needle out, because it will force anything out of the body, a foreign object. Well, surprise, this thing came out of my neck. It was a size of about a piece of a short grain rice. It looked like it was stainless steel. I'm saying stainless steel. It actually looked like iron, but the needle that was in my foot was kind of rusted because of my body fluids.
Yeah.
And this thing was not rusted. It had a wraparound of pink plastic, let the end stick out. And I don't know if that was a mind control device or if it was just a tracking device or whatever. I don't know how it got in there. I just remember that when I was in my 20s, I came to in a chair in my apartment, sitting at my table, and right next to me was this guy putting papers in his briefcase.
Uh-huh.
And he said, "So what do you want to do with your life?" And I said something about, you know, I was just like not too aware. I just said something, "Well, I want to stop all poverty. I want to stop all war." And I said a few other things. And he said, "Well, you're just one little person." I said, "Well, yeah, but God, you know." And then he just left and walked out the door. I have no idea who he was. I had no idea how he got into my apartment.
He probably put that in your neck. He probably put that in your neck.
I'm thinking that was the only time I know that it could have happened. And this was, if it was that time, I was in my 20s. When I was 50, this came out. And shortly after it came out, me and my friend were sitting at the Pizza Hut in a booth, and this guy sat down behind her. She was on opposite side. And I knew he was listening to us. And he got up, and I'd aged in that time. He had aged, put on about 20 pounds, but I recognized him. And I'm going, what is going on here? And I know these people have hypnotic rays. They have hypnotic rays. They can hypnotize anybody, anywhere. And they also surveil everybody. I've told you this before. You already knew it. They have the satellite cameras that infrared can see through walls and surveil any. I mean, wiretapping is such a joke. They can see you and hear you anywhere. And they can also partially read your mind. If they study you long enough, they know what subject you're thinking about. And I looked in a scientific magazine. Sure enough, they're gaining this ability, technology, to know what you're thinking about. And I tell you, we need God. I would not be alive today if Archangel Michael was not standing by me, because they have repeatedly stuff in my food, and they have every disease known to man in their laboratories, and they use them to knock people off, and they make things look like suicide or natural causes, but it's not. And I'll tell you, God is our protection. Archangel Michael is our guard. And I know you have divine protection. I know so many people who aren't even aware of it that have divine protection, because they're doing good, and God is invincible. And I think that's all I wanted to tell you. But I was really wondering about those surveillance cameras. And
they're going up everywhere. They even have them in the new TVs today, so they can watch in your living room.
So why aren't they using them in this case, that this is urgent, that we have all the evidence and facts on this murder?
Well, because this guy was an Operation Open Eyes agent for the federal government, a mind control assassin, and they don't want you to see the evidence. So they round it up and they get rid of it, okay, so you can't look at it.
Keep calling for the judgment. The judgment.
Okay. Thank you, Jenny.
Thank you very much.
God bless you, sister. God bless you. And thanks for standing up for God and country. We'll be right back with Joe in New York.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the total transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my total transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Okay, folks, we're going to go right back quickly to Joe, Brother Joe in New York. Brother Joe, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Thank you, Officer Jack. And first of all, a great show. I really enjoyed the interview with Sheriff Mack.
Good.
Thank you. I was calling today for basically two things. First of all, I wanted to point out that bill you mentioned, S-510,
yeah,
that actually has, unfortunately, not only passed, it's already been signed into law.
Oh, really?
So we actually, it passed the Senate and it passed the House, and it was signed by the White House occupant on January 4th, and it became the law on January 4th.
Nice.
So we should actually call our congressmen and ask them to repeal the law. The law,
yeah,
called the Food Safety Modernization Act.
Right. Yeah.
And I wanted to give out the toll-free number that people can call the Capitol Hill switchboard connected to their congressman or senator.
Yeah, go right ahead, Joe.
And it's toll-free. It's 1-877-762-8762.
Yeah.
And if I can't
give,
get...
Give that one more time, Joe.
Sure. 877-762-8762.
Okay, thank you.
And if I could mention just a few bills that have been introduced in this session that, you know, that I support, and I hope, you know, if listeners do as well, they can call in.
Okay,
so first of all, they should... You know, definitely, speaking of the death panels you were talking about briefly before, you know, definitely call your congressman and tell them to repeal and defund Obamacare completely.
Good. Yeah.
And also
it's
there's
important
a bit
to do that. Very important to do that so they show that there's a lot of support out here for
absolutely
getting rid of that Obamacare.
Absolutely. Also, there is a bill called Bill H.R. 29,
uh-huh,
which would get us out of NAFTA.
Yes.
So definitely something we should have never gotten into the first place.
H.R. 29.
What? There's also a bill.
What's that NAFTA bill again?
H.R. 29.
H.R. 29. Okay. Yes. We need to call and tell them to vote for that to get us out of NAFTA.
Right. There's also a bill that would repeal this so-called TARP, you know, the Wall Street bailout.
Right. Uh-huh.
So H.R. 189.
H.R. 189.
It would repeal TARP, and it would prevent future bailouts.
Uh-huh. Good.
And... there's one, there are a few more, but one more that I actually, some people think is not that important, but I think it's important for health reasons and others, is a bill. You know how a few years ago they banned manufacture of the, you know, the traditional light bulb?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And now, you know, the only one you could buy is the toxic one, you know, where if there's even the tiniest crack, it releases mercury and other toxins, and it causes headaches, and, you know, it's basically horrible.
Yeah.
So
uh-huh.
There's a bill that would, again, allow the manufacture of the traditional light bulb, and it's H.R. 91.
H.R. 91. Good.
And, you know, if there are more bills, I'll call in next week.
Okay, Joe.
But I just wanted to say, great show. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling in and giving us that information, Joe. We all need to call our congressmen and senators and tell them yes, yes, yes to the good bills and no to the bad bills. Thank you, Joe. God bless you, brother. Take care. All right. Let's go to Johnny in Illinois. Johnny in Illinois, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Thank you, Jack. It's great to be on your show. I was absolutely astounded when I first listened to your show. You were the only media that was talking about Judge Roll's preliminary ruling on Friday.
Yeah.
And you know, as this thing transpired, the mainstream media never even covered this guy. They never even covered the names of the other victims, and
uh-huh.
nobody said a word about this.
That's right.
And
it was a government operation.
Because and then the thing about the two U.S. Marshals moving away, it sounds like the Kennedy assassination all over again.
Yes,
that's
it
what
does.
It sounds like to me. And
uh-huh.
I had a question. Is your company going to be following up to see what happens on this court case in the future with another judge that would probably have to pick it up? Because
yeah.
if this goes through, they could just seize all of our money without a crime. That's a real serious piece of business.
That is.
And this guy, I don't know what his story is, but I noticed that in the last couple of years, we've had a lot of patsies, including Oswald, as far as killing people, and all of a sudden, the information is gone. They took all the videos from 9/11, and we've never seen them. They took the videos from this incident, and nobody's talking about it on mainstream media. All they're doing is focusing on the congresswoman, you know, the Jew, and that's all they're talking about. They're not talking about anything else. There's no investigative reporting at all.
Yes, that's right.
And
the news is totally controlled by the communist Zionists in this nation.
And it looks to me like the entire media, the mainstream media, is basically controlled by one group of people, and they not only control the media, but they control the Congress.
Yes, and they control the president, too.
Oh, and this guy scares me. I look at Bush now, and I look at Obama, and I would be much more comfortable with Bush. Obama scares me because he doesn't know anything about what he's doing. He's just doing what he's told to do.
That's right. He's told to do this. And, you know, Judge Roll ruled against him 72 hours before he was murdered.
Exactly.
Obama Nation's plan to begin to confiscate the citizens' private retirement funds and banking accounts in order to stave off their nation's imminent economic collapse. So Judge Roll was a good guy, and he needed to be removed. So they did remove him.
Let me ask you a question. From your point of view, when we look at this, the Congress, the media, the banks, it's all the same people. What do you think we as people would have to do to stop this, to end this whole thing that's been going on for thousands of years, this big ripoff, this usury ripoff, and now this control ripoff that's going on in our country? What do you think we would have to do?
I think we need to be in prayer. Every week I tell people to do their imprecatory prayers, to pray that God will tear down the Antichrist synagogue of Satan agents who control this nation, the super rich and the super powerful, and just bring them down and destroy them with double destruction. And God could do that if we pray, seriously pray in large numbers. We could have God do that, because he did it for David and he did it for Jeremiah when they prayed the prayer to him to destroy their enemies, and that's exactly what he did. And so we need to pray that the underlings of the super rich, super powerful Antichrist synagogue of Satan agents, leadership, the underlings that are right under them, too, should be destroyed with double destruction. And that's about all we can do, Joe, because they have us, brother. They have us. Now, we can start preparing to go through hell on earth, you know, and I hope everybody out there listening to my voice is preparing to grab seeds, these heritage seeds that are not GMO seeds, and store food as much as they can to prepare for the day when they're going to destroy our food source. And they've already passed that S-510 to make you a federal criminal if you grow a garden in your backyard or grow a tomato in your backyard, and they come and arrest you and put you in prison forever, and you never go to court. Joe, are you there? Hello, Joe? I guess Joe's gone. Okay, let's go to Johnny in Illinois. Johnny in Illinois, thank you, Johnny, for calling in, brother. Go right ahead. Oh, Johnny dropped. Okay, let's go to Fred in Ohio. Fred in Ohio. Brother Fred, thank you for calling in.
How are you doing this afternoon?
Doing well, doing well.
Okay. In the Houston Chronicles, San Francisco Chronicles, it ran within the last 2 years, and I can't remember the date on it, but it was an article called Rule by Law or Rule by Fear. It told of the shackles in the boxcar and the femur camps that they've got ready for it.
Right.
And you should go back and research that and draw that article up, because we are living in Nazi Germany, 1939, and people better start studying Nazi Germany, because that's where we're at right now.
Okay, brother. What's the name of that article, and where was it?
San Francisco Chronicles and the Houston Chronicles, and it was titled Rule by Fear, excuse me, Rule by Law or Rule by Fear.
Okay.
And they tell about the boxcars, shackles in the boxcars, and the FEMA camps.
Okay. I'll look it up on the web.
All right. And you have a great day.
Okay, brother. Thanks for calling in, Fred. God bless you, brother. Ruled, I'm writing this down, ruled by fear. E-A-R. Okay, all right, let's go now to Sherry in California. Sister Sherry, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program. Sherry, are you there? Sherry?
I'm here.
Okay, Sherry. Good to have you on, sister. Go right ahead.
How are you, Jack? I just love you.
Okay, I'm doing fine.
I have a cold, so pardon my voice.
Okay.
I have a message to all the Tea Partiers and everybody else who's listening, that you must understand that the United States is a corporation, literally. And if you do a search on the Internet, the United States is a corporation, you'll learn about it. And the United States is posing as a government. And right now, the corporation is collapsing. And this corporation was created in deception, and it can't be fixed. And you have to understand, Congress is serving themselves, not the people, and
that's
they're
right.
Not going to do anything for us because they're controlled by the Israeli lobby. So
that's
what
true.
I want to say,
very true.
And also, the United Nations is ready to take over America, and we will be under martial law, under international military rule.
Right.
Your no. caller asked, you know, what can we do? And our only remedy is the restored republic for the United States of America. Folks, the republic has been re-inhabited. It never went anywhere. It was just abandoned, and it has been re-inhabited lawfully, peacefully, and behind the scenes. It's not a group. It's not an organization. It is the only lawful government in this nation right now.
Yeah.
So we do have a remedy, folks. Come into the republic. So go to this website, and I'll give you this website now. Get your pens and paper.
Okay.
It is republicfortheunitedstates.org. We have a remedy, folks. Come to the Republic. Also, one more thing, there's a Wednesday night call that everybody is welcome to jump on. And that number is, I'll give you the phone number, it's an open Republic call every Wednesday night. 6 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah.
The phone number to call is 323-843-0075. Again, 323-843-0075. And the passcode is 819054.
819-0-54.
Every Wednesday night, this call is open to everybody. Come and join the Republic. Come to www.republicfortheunitedstates.org. We do have a remedy, folks. The Republic has been re-inhabited. I know. I investigated. I was elated when I found out what it was about. And I jumped in with both feet. I was heavily into the 9/11 truth movement.
Yes.
I started a We Are Change group. And after discovering the Republic, I jumped in. That is our remedy. And so come and learn about it, folks, and do not fear, because fear drives this evil wickedness that's got a hold of this great nation.
Yes.
So come on aboard.
Thank you, Sherry. God bless you, sister, for being an activist out there for God and country.
And love you, Jack.
Okay, love you too, sister. God bless you. Take care. Okay, we're coming right back with John in Indiana. John in Indiana, hang on. We'll be right back with you. Chad, Tim.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program. We're going to go right back to John, or go to John in Indiana. John in Indiana, welcome to the program, brother.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Doing good, John. Hope you're doing
okay.
Well yourself.
I'm hanging in there.
Good.
I'm calling. There was a woman on earlier who made comment about the states. There's several states, 10, I think she said, that are trying to pass legislation for the county sheriffs to be able to arrest federal agents or corporations when they come in to the state.
Yes, I read about that. Yeah.
Yeah, now, the thing that I'd like to expand on from what you said, and all the callers that call in on nearly every show that is on, everyone has amazing information, and we're all trying to do good in this world, so you got to appreciate that. The thing that I'm coming to find out as I dig more and more into things is, while that is a true statement, it's not even necessary for the states to do that, because the power is granted by the sheriff inherently as the only elected official by the people that can serve one in the executive branch and as a judicial officer simultaneously.
Right, yeah.
So the thing that I'm finding out is, as we try to do more and fix the problems or try to come up with resolutions to make a better world and restore a republic, you know, what's happening is we're being misled as we try to do things. It's not necessary for the states to do that. The power is already granted to the county sheriff.
That's right, brother. It sure is.
It's already there, so we have to start to wonder how this comes about and why the states even feel it's necessary when the power is granted to the county sheriff initially. They are the, as Sheriff Mack has pointed out, he didn't need to go to the state. You know, he stood and had other sheriffs come against the Brady Bill, if my memory serves me correctly.
That's true.
So, I mean, I'd just like to expand on what she said, and then, you know, like I said, all the callers have great information, but there's an amount of research. I do a radio show out here in Indiana, and we speak of these things every week, you know, low power, six-mile radius, but one of the things that seems to be overlooked when it comes to these things is how many of these people get to know their neighbors. You know, whatever organization you're working on trying to create change, how many people step outside and walk across the street and meet their neighborhood and talk to their neighbors on what their views are and what they feel is going on in the world. There's a consensus amongst the general public that things are not right, and we have all known this for a long time. But to rely on the federal government is ridiculous, and to even rely on the state government is ridiculous. You have to treat it just the way they do when they manipulate us and go back to the county level, and even before the county, you need to know what the two dozen people in your neighborhood think before you can affect change.
That's true, brother. Very good.
So I'm hoping that we can get, you know, a positive goal with what we're intending to do, but you know, that seems to get overlooked, and I'm wondering if you can comment on that as to how to start from the simplest, or it starts with one person, yourself, seeing something.
Right.
Then, you know, like
share
you said, you know, call the state representatives.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you had said that, call the state reps and tell them, we don't like this, we don't like that, but not to be pessimistic, do you think that that's going to institute change?
Yeah. I don't know that it will, brother, but our congressmen and senators don't want to be fired, that's for sure. So, anyway, we're totally out of time there, John, in Indiana. Thanks for calling in, brother. God bless
you. Thank you, Jack.
Okay, thanks for standing up and fighting for God and country. Tim, Chad, Tom, and Mark, we don't have time for you, brother. Sorry about that. The music is closing us out. God bless you, and call back again next week. God bless you. Have a great week.